say your children were out late and your wife was getting a little excited about it. You say, oh, they'll get home all right. Just don't.
Just quiet down. Or take it easy or something.
Just don't.
You're going to get panicked.
But don't. Don't you.
Afraid?
Okay, what about work?
Don't worry.
Okay. When you're getting old and your joints get all stiff and so forth, you say you've got
rheumatism.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Well, you rise, I'd say. I guess the doctor says hey in my joint.
Okay. This is a sore throat that children used to die from. They get blisters on the inside of your throat and they choke up.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And what about a disease where your skin turns yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. And when you have your appendix taken out, you said that you've had an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay. Is there anything else people used to call that?
Well, there wasn't very many operated on 3 years ago. I was operated when I was a young boy. Very few times you'd get. Older people were scared of it, you know, wouldn't be operated on. And instead of being operated on appendicitis or something else, you know, something else that could be called. I guess, just say, well, I had my appendix taken out.
Okay, suppose you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you said you had the
upset stomach.
Okay, but when it comes back up, you say you
I threw up vomit.
Okay, you used two words there, threw up and vomit. Mm-hmm. Does one of them seem nicer?
I think I guess threw up. I'm throwing up to be nice and vomiting, wouldn't it?
Okay. What about a really crude way of saying that?
Nowadays, what you say is...
Yeah. Or a way of saying that that's not very nice.
What you say, we?
A way of saying vomit that's not very nice.
No, I'm
joking.
I can't think of it. I've already said something, but I can't think what they say. Oh, no.
You ever heard of puke or...
Yeah, I've heard of puke.
Is that...
That sound better on the end throwing up or what?
Does it sound better to you? Or does it sound worse?
Well, I think it wouldn't sound as good to me, but now it may... That might be the proper way to be saying.
Okay, is there anything that sounds worse than puke? Okay, if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
Definitely sick.
Where?
Stomach.
Huh?
Definitely sick is the stomach.
Okay. Suppose someone had gotten some... You just got some news that surprised you a lot, you know. And you went across the street and told your neighbor the news. And someone asked you, why did you go across the street? And you say, well, I went over there.
To tell him about the accident.
Okay. And if you invite someone to come and see you this evening, you might tell them now, if he doesn't come,
be disappointed.
What was that?
I'd be disappointed if I asked him to come and he didn't come.
Okay. Would you ever use the word shall? I shall be disappointed?
Yeah, I guess I'd be all right. I shall be disappointed if he don't come.